week number 9, and there's still plenty on the line. The 7-1 Harbor Beach Pirates are on the road trying to finish the regular season on a strong note. But standing in their way are the 5-3 USA Patriots trying anything in their power to clinch an automatic playoff berth. Good evening and hello from the shores of Saginaw Bay in Sebring, Michigan. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network, and I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast. Alongside of me, as always, is a true professional. He even has a license to prove it. Please welcome Dave Hansen.
Thanks, Clark. It feels more like week number one with this weather, but we'll take it.
Divisional play may be over, but the stakes could not be any higher. It takes 6 victories to clinch an automatic playoff berth in the MHSA playoffs. Harbor Beach did that just 2 weeks ago. But on the other side of the ball, the USA Patriots need one more victory to secure a postseason run.
It's a big game for both teams, but USA, though, obviously a little more on the line since a guaranteed playoff berth. Berth is what they are looking for.
Despite Selection Sunday not happening until this Sunday, the road to Ford Field begins tonight, especially for those USA Patriots. Projections show that even if they finish 5-4, there's a strong chance that they have earned enough points against the Division 7 field of 32 teams. However, I'm quite confident head coach Josh Hahn is not going to take that chance.
I completely agree with you. He's got to take matters into his own hands, and I certainly think he is going to empty the playbook tonight and do whatever he can to slow down this high-powered Harbor Beach offense.
Both teams are familiar names in the postseason, but all that matters tonight is the next 48 minutes of gridiron football, a matchup taking place all but 1 year of USA High School's existence dating back to 1973. Coming up on your WLW Sports pregame show, we'll take a trip across the region with our other area games, host our media roundtable, and take an in-depth look at the game of the week, Harbor Beach at USA, in the final week of the MHSAA regular season. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football, on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Harbor Beach at USA, now on week number 9.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists are ready to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and pop-up blinds in all sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the new Ruger American Rifle 450 Bushmaster. Randy's Hunting Center has over 100 variations of this bolt-action rifle. It is a legal alternative in a shotgun zone and is fully capable of 3-inch groups at 300 yards. And yes, it's legal for deer hunting in the lower Michigan shotgun zone. Randy's can drill and tap your slug guns, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Get ammunition at the best price anywhere, and they sell hunting and fishing licenses. Check out their website at randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center, located in our 40-foot tall log cabin showroom at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Unionville Sebring Area Schools takes your student success to heart. We would like to thank everyone for making September's Attendance Awareness Month at USA Schools a success. Starting the school year on the right foot means attending school every day. Did you know that one out of every 10 students in the United States misses 10% of the school year? Attending school every day is critical because half of the students who miss two or more days in September go on to miss nearly a month of school. These attendance gaps lead to achievement gaps. Starting in kindergarten, chronic absence leads to third graders unable to read well. By sixth grade, it's a warning sign that students will fail classes or even drop out of high school. We want to thank our school leaders, community advocates, parents, and students for helping build a habit and a culture of regular school attendance, and for working together to identify and address barriers to getting children to school. To enroll in USA Schools or for more information, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Holdwick, your dentist in Harbor Beach. How about we take a look? Oh, don't feel bad. No one ever wants to see me.
It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Conic Radiator in Air Conditioning, More Shoreline, your Chevrolet and Buick dealer in Sebring, DS Services of Cassidy for all of your agricultural needs, Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, 269 Guns, Casey Yon of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, Countryside Sales and Service, Stacks Market of Owendale, More Motor Sales of Caro, Gabriel Holdwick DDS, your local dentist in Harbor Beach, USA Schools, Think USA, and Sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and Internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sail and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. In the history of the Greater Thumb Conference, just three teams have ever won a state championship. Lakers winning in 1981, and the other two teams on the field tonight, the USA Patriots in 1998 and 2004, and most recently, the Harbor Beach Pirates in 2012. Of those four area state championships, your broadcast team tonight has witnessed just one of them, and that was just 5 years ago. The man to my right for the 2012 state championship at Ford Field was the true professional himself, Mr. Dave Hansen.
What a great memory to blast back to there, Clark. A privilege to call that game at Ford Field, and it's truly been hard to top that very first season.
In 2012, our broadcast team was just three, but the very next season became what it is still today. That's when the key to our broadcast success joined us, our director of sports information, traveling all the way from Livonia, Michigan, Doug Cole. This is the fifth season for Doug already in the WLW Sports Network, and after having a week off, he's back in the booth with us tonight.
Well, it's great to be back, Clark. It was a fun weekend in Vegas, but it's good to be back, and I'm looking forward to a great game.
Doug, let's get right to it. Everybody wants to know, did you stop and eat somewhere anywhere here?
I sure did. I went to Sportsies in Sebring, and it was good. I had chicken fingers and fries on the side, and it was delicious. I can't complain.
There you go. Dining with Doug, the segment is back again. I will say, Doug, if there was ever a week to not be at, though, it was certainly last week. I have broadcasted over 200 games with the WLW Sports Network, and without a doubt in my mind, last week's broadcast was by far the most painful, frustrating broadcast over the course of 7 years.
And to be professional, I think that might be putting it mildly. But I fully expect a rebound tonight in our service being top-notch here in USA.
So for those curious, it was a scenario for the record book of Murphy's Law. Anything that could go wrong did go wrong, and then it went wrong again. It was a combination of poor 4G LTE service and overload of cell phone users on the same side of the field being situated underneath a steel roof in a football field located in a valley. I would like to take this time to apologize to all of our listeners, but also thank anyone who stuck it out with us last week. That includes our Director of Media Relations and Social Media, Kayla O'Neill, and our spotter for the week, Jay O'Neill.
They both did a great job. Jay was excellent helping us out, and they were crucial because when we got online, we certainly didn't want to lose that chance, so we went nonstop for quite a while, and that extra information and stats was very helpful to fill our time.
Don't forget about this Sunday, as we have our two-hour postseason special of the Strong Side Selection Sunday this Sunday. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen from the Here and Daily Tribune.